It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
Hey, you never know how important.
This is true. We've had that. Yeah.
Beautiful Arizona weekend. Man, there's all kinds of things going on. A lot of times we give away state park passes.
They're free this weekend. All weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And if you'd like to visit the Grand Canyon for free, Monday is the day. With MLK, they're opening the state park, or the
National
Park.
And this weekend, if you wanted to head south, Wilcox. They've got wings over Wilcox. And it's the Birding and Nature Festival. They've got a huge population of sandhill cranes that migrate down to that area every year. It's at the Wilcox Community Center. You can find that information at rosieonthehouse.com. And then there's also the annual Tucson Jazz Festival. It's an 11-day festival, started on the 10th, and it goes through the 20th, happening in Tucson. And then in Phoenix, you know, if you're into cars.
This is the week, huh? It's just one of those festival seasons. It's a great time to have guests. Jen from our office has in-laws coming in, and they have all kinds of plans because there's all kinds of cool things to do. There's the art show up on Scottsdale Road is just fabulous. 100 artisans, you get to go in and watch them work and see their work. Dad and I try to go every year. That's just so much fun. And then the car shows and
Carefree Fine Art and Wine Festivals this weekend too.
That's
if you
right.
want to go a little farther north. Have you ever been to Barrett Jackson? I saw something. This was their 49th year of holding the auction. I've never been to one. I don't like crowds though.
It's worth it.
I wonder where you get that from.
It's worth it.
And
I don't either, but it's worth it.
None of those vehicles are in my budget or my practical use.
But it's fun to be in the crowd to watch two or three people pushing like $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 for a car. That being there, it's kind of like
the fun people
to,
watching
it's great to
element.
Go.
Yes,
I was very fortunate to go with a brother-in-law who just knows a lot about cars. So he turned it into a museum tour. There wasn't a car he couldn't talk about and tell you about. It was like going to the Hall of Flame Museum with your own docent. I mean, beautiful pieces of equipment. But then when you hear the story behind each piece of equipment, it just kind of brings it alive, you know. So
after watching Ford and Ferrari, I think he's just in the mood. I think he'll go this year for sure.
I don't know if we'll be able to squeeze it in. But, you know, one of the events I'd like to highlight just for a minute is the Veterans Heritage Organization has their annual fundraiser, and it's March 7th. And they're going to be highlighting a particular veteran who I have had the opportunity to meet, Colonel Kirk, who survived 5 years in the Hanoi Hilton. And to listen to this man talk about his life lessons and to just see his energy and see his eyes, it'll be worth going to the banquet just to hear his address. It's March 7th. You can find out more about it at veteransheritage.org. It's all about connecting high school students with American veterans. It's a great organization.
It really is. And then if you have a home improvement project coming up, visit one of the Habitat Restores, and there's a brand new one opening. There's a grand opening actually next Saturday, the 25th. It's at 4344 West Indian School Road. They'll be having door prizes all through the day, and you'll get to see what they've got there. But boy, you can really save a lot of money visiting the Restores. What are they, Rosie? You were counting them, five just in the valley?
Yep.
Can I,
they've come a long ways.
Can I get
that's a lot of building materials kept out of the landfills.
Yes, and a lot of people getting good
repurposed
deals.
Repurposed, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And one quick thing I'd just like to mention, we're going to have a quick interview next weekend with the Art of the Cowgirl. This is kind of a new event. This is their second year. There's just too much to even tell you about, but go to artofthecowgirl.com. They're having competition events. One of the fun ones, Romy, is it's called One Cowgirl, One Horse, One Bridle. So Each cowgirl competes in four events, which are herd work, rein work, steer stopping, and fence work. So it's real cowgirl stuff, and they compete. And that the culmination of that is actually next Saturday, but there's stuff going on all week.
Where?
You know what, Romy? There are three arenas that end up being so big, but they have workshops this week. If you're interested, you can learn some of those things, like leather making. Those things are extra cost. Silversmithing, different things. But the John Vulcan Ranch in Gilbert, the South Buckeye Equestrian Center, and then the finalists are, I didn't write it down. How did I do that?
That's spread out, east side, west side, Gilbert to Buckeye.
Corona Ranch and Rodeo Grounds
is the
grand
one.
Finale. And that's
in central Phoenix, down, well, maybe a little west, southwest Phoenix, but that is a cool venue.
They'll be having the 10 finalists next Saturday. So look up artofthecowgirl.com if you're at all interested in watching. You can get tickets at $65 a day. So, but there's also a trade show you can go shopping too. It's all women competing.
Well, Brett, thanks for coming in as general manager of the Grand Canyon University Hotel. Send an invitation out to all our listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Rosie. And yeah, we'd love to see you. We're at Camelback in the ice just west of the I-17 on the campus of Grand Canyon University. We're open to the public, and we've got hospitable college students serving up great food at an affordable price every day.
A great place to stay for a local staycation, a great place to stay as you're driving through Phoenix, and a great place to grab a great meal.
Thanks, sir.
All right.
I think we got our post-broadcast lunch destination figured out.
Yeah.